Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to part two of Swing Time for today, Tuesday, 26th of August, 2025. My thanks also to colleague John Yule for cranking up the machinery to enable us to get underway. Mike Coates here with the selections for the rest of the show. To start where I finished off last week, the track that I played was from Count Basie, Kansas City 7. And I mentioned that there were a number of musicians on there who we probably do not think of in terms of Kansas City. For example, the trumpet player was Freddie Hubbard. J.J. Johnson was the trombone player, and Lockjaw Davis on tenor. Count Basie, of course, I suggested you would recognise, and I'm sure you did, with Joe Pass guitar, John Hurd bass, and Jake Hanna drums. And that was released on the Norman Grant's Pablo label, with whom Basie commenced recording in April 1972. In fact, it was a very fruitful period of Basie recordings, with Norman laying down both full orchestra and small group recordings. The track we've just heard was in fact a full Basie orchestra, and it was taken from the album Primetime. In fact, it was the album's titular title. The big Basie orchestra then, what we've just heard, on trumpets, Pete Minger, Lynn Viviano, Bobby Mitchell and Sonny Cohen, Al Gray, Curtis Fuller, Bill Hughes and Mal Wanzo trombones, Jimmy Forrest, Eric Dixon, Danny Turner, Bobby Plater and Charlie Fowkes on various reeds, Count Basie again at the piano, of course, Freddie Green guitar, John Duke was on bass, Butch Miles, an excellent drummer, much admired, incidentally, by my colleague John Yule, was on drums on that session. It was recorded in Los Angeles between the 13th and 20th of January 1977, and as I said, the title was Primetime. Having started out in grand Kansas City style, I've decided to make my theme for today, well, Kansas City, so there can be no doubt in anybody's mind. Jimmy Witherspoon is going to reiterate what we are about to do.
Kansas City, here I come. Go to Kansas City, here I come. Got a crazy way of swinging, yes, and I wanna get me some. Standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. With my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Yeah.
Well, again, not a lot of Kansas City men on that, although I'm sure that Jimmy Witherspoon has really set the scene for my presentation today. Returning to Count Basie on the Pablo label for a moment, here we have Basie alongside a well-known figure who was born in Kansas City and commenced work as a cook and bartender there around the age of 14. This, of course, is Joe Turner, whose dates were the 18th of May 1911 to the 24th of November 1985. He was 74 when he died. So this is Joe requesting an old friend to fire them up on a composition they first recorded together in 1935. Joe and Basie with Roland Pete recorded at the Los Angeles MGM studio on the 11th of December 1973.
My
Well, Pete Johnson certainly did roll 'em. A lesser-known boogie-woogie tour de force there called Barrel House Breakdown. One certainly to stack alongside Mead Lux Lewis's Honky Tonk Train Blues, Boogie-Woogie Stomp and Boogie-Woogie Blues from Albert Ammons and Big Maceo Merriweather's Chicago Breakdown. Incidentally, Pete Johnson, also born in Kansas City, 25th of March 1904 to 23rd of March 1967. He was aged 67. And whilst we're clearing up who did what, getting back to the Joe Turner Count Basie track, Roland Pete, the lineup did have some, shall we say, connections in the musicians with Kansas City. Harry Edison was the trumpet player. And Lockjaw Davis, who had played with Basie times in his career, was one of the tenor players, the other being Zoot Sims. Count Basie on piano, Irving Ashby on guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Louis Belson on drums. And as I said, that Pablo recording was made on the 11th of December in Los Angeles, 1973. And the grouping there indicated just the range of musicians that Norman Granz brought into Count Basie's sphere of playing on the number of records that were produced. Of course, Count Basie was not the only important big band to come out of Kansas City. For a number of reasons, the next track, which is called Swingmatism by the J. McShann Orchestra, did have certainly the background of the swinging sounds of Kansas City, but it had other ingredients as well. Harold Bruce and Bernard Anderson and Orville Minor were trumpet players. Little Joe Tazewell, Baird, was on trombone. John Jackson, Harold Ferguson and Bob Mabane were tenor players. J. McShann was the piano player. And two better-known names completed the rhythm section, Gene Ramey on bass and Gus Johnson on drums. Recorded in Dallas, in Texas, on the 30th of April, 1941, and, of course, I've left out the most important ingredient of the J. McShann band at that time, the alto player was Charlie Parker.
Thank you.
Swingmatism from the J. Max Chan Orchestra with Charlie Parker on alto. Charlie Parker, 29th of August 1920 to the 12th of March 1955, aged just 35, and of course born in Kansas City. For my Charlie Parker track, a recording which has not been featured over much on Swing Time previously, if at all. Yet under its official group title at the time, which was the Quintet of the Year, it deserves a place in any serious jazz record collection. In my humble opinion, that is. I might also take up the rest of the programme enumerating the downside of this session. This it would include the half-empty hall due to a boxing match. Not in the hall, incidentally. Virtually all the musicians did not receive any payment because of the aforementioned empty seats, as it were. The bad feeling aroused in Bud Powell due to Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker talking loudly during Bud's solo. We hear that aspect. But enough. Let's hear Gillespie, Parker, Bud Powell, with Max Roach on drums and Charlie Mingus in blistering form at the Massey Hall in Toronto, Canada, on the 15th of May 1954. And I'll let Charlie Parker do my job for me.
At this time, we would like to play a tune that was composed by my worthy constituent, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie, in the year 1942. We sincerely hope you do enjoy Salt Peanuts.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts.
The name of the salt.
Salt peanuts.
Thank you.
The famous Salt Peanuts from the Quintet of the Year, Massey Hall, Toronto, on the 15th of May 1954. And there has been a book written about the Massey Hall concert, and the some sad stories, some laughs, but it's worth reading the pros and cons of what in the end was really a triumph of bop music. Not all jazz musicians linked with Kansas City have a built-in Kansas City big band sound or bebop background. Bob Brookmeyer, a versatile trombone and piano player, here he is without a regular rhythm section and unusual for what I term a modern jazz performance, a clarinet taking a leading role. The track is called Down Home. It was composed by Jimmy Giuffre, who is the clarinet player on this session, Bob Brookmeyer playing valve trombone here, and Jim Hall on guitar. Recorded at our KABC-TV show in Hollywood on the 27th of October 1958, Down Home. Thank you. a Jimmy Giuffre composition, Down Home. Probably one of the most important celebrations of Kansas City jazz took place on October 1959 for the Los Angeles Jazz Festival. On the day in question, Count Basie had requested that Benny Carter should conduct his band for the premiere of the suite which had been composed by Carter for the Basie Band. Subsequently, the music was recorded by Roulette Records. The name of the suite was the Kansas City Suite, so we're certainly still in home ground here. The reason that Roulette issued the complete concert on record may have been due to the fact that it was Basie's 25th year as a band leader. The track, Whittle Walk, may be thought of as the Saturday morning promenade where it was more important to be seen rather than to see. Solos are by Basie, Al Gray trombone, Frank Foster tenor, and Thad Jones on cornet. This is Whittle Walk. Wiggle Walk from the Kansas City Suite, and a reminder now of the band which was certainly among the leading contenders of a great Bay band at the time. Sonny Coyen, Thad Jones, Joe Newman, and Snooky Young, trumpets, Henry Coker, Al Gray, Benny Powell, trombones, Marshall Royal, alto, Frank West and Frank Foster, tenors, and probably flutes, Billy Mitchell, tenor, Charlie Fowkes, baritone and bass clarinet, Count Basie on piano, Freddie Green guitar, Eddie Jones bass, and Sonny Payne at the drums. Benny Carter, conductor, arranger, and composer. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 7th of September 1960. Once again, old Father Time is knocking on the door, so I am obliged to leave the studio in a workmanlike state. I do hope that you have enjoyed the music today and that you will join John and I next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for two further hours of jazz, swing and blues music. And, of course, be sure to take good care out there. To see off today, the sound of another giant of jazz, who, due to his involvement with Count Basie, is certainly embraced within the term Kansas City Jazz, Lester Young. And I'm going to play a long track to see us out, and it's taken from a must album for in any jazz collection, again in my opinion, Jazz Giants 56. I didn't know what time it was. I'm gonna go get some more.